Yerushalmi Beis and Shabbos Chof Ador Hetov Shalom at Zion, March 10th, 1977, on Thursday. Continued.
Birik Nayam Liabosho. Umreabosho Liam. Umream Liasvilo Isvino. Umnasvino Liam Nasvino Lechavatapot. So Yam is a calmless. So, and Yabosho can be a Rishis Arabi. So Umream Liabosho, that's a calmless Rishis Arabi, so he's potter. Umreabosho Liam is a Rishis Arabi, calmless, he's potter. Umream is a calmless, Vino is a Rishayochi. So from Kamalis and Rishayochi, it's potter. Umreasvino Liam from Rishayochi and Kamalis. So he's potter. Umreasvino Lechavato, even if they belong to different owners, so it's a chotash in Mereves, so it's only in Yisrael Rabbonon. There is no Yisrael Raise, so it's what? Svina is kshur izu bezu, if they are tied to each other, mitalkul mizu lezu. I mean, kshur is, afo pishim kofis, even though they are close to one another, I mitalkul mizu lezu. So the Gemara applies it to a case where they belong to different owners, so the mele is, so it requires an eret, and since if they are not kshure, so the kamalas is mapsik, so mimele that negates there. That negates there. Alright, now the Rashi. Mayam li abosha mi kamalas is rab. Mayam li svino mi kamalas is ayochim. Mitalot mi zulezu mi bora por pshite. Shum kofi smuche, zulezu kumakim is tichovis. Mitalot mi zulezu, the mahefse kamalas, mifrise maadode. Since the kamalas is mapsik, so that is the battle there. Manam lukmino lo digmore shasvili shal miyodom val de erev mitalt mizuzu hilkach ki mifrise u mafsike kamales. So the kamales intervenes between one sin and the other, so bottle erev, so the erev chateres is bottle itma svino rabune omar mitzi mimenu ziz kolchel u mimale. So rabune says, in other words, now, suppose they are on a Svino and they have to draw water. They have to drink water. So they have to draw water from the Yam into the Svino. The Svino is a Shayochi. The Yam is a Karmeles. Now, you're not allowed to the Rabbonon to be Mitaltel from the Karmeles into the Yam. So how can you possibly draw water? What? So Rabbuna Omar Meitzin Menezis called Shumimal. If you construct a projection, I mean any size, a projection of any size, that protrudes from the Deifen Hasvino, so then he draws water from the Yam and he puts it on the projection, and then from the projection he brings it inside into the Svino. Rav Chisda v'Rabbe v'Ravune amre eise mikim arbo mimal. Ravune omar meitzi menu zis kol shu mimalei kosova karmeles miarem ashchinon. The Avire Mokim Ptur. Then Ravune holds that we start reckoning that the Yutvochim of the Yam from the Karka beneath the water of the sea. So the Ziz is bound to be more than 10 Tvochim above the surface of the Karka that is beneath the water of the sea. So it's a mokim tur. So why do we need a ziz, a projection? So let him just draw water from the Yam. The Yam is a kamales. The Yam is a kamales. And then it is derech mokim tur. Elo kehiched levelekir. In order that people shouldn't equate it with a direct tilt from Kamalas and Rishis Ayochi, so mele the Chachomim required that there should be a Ziz. V'chizde v'rabe v'ravune amre eitze mokim arbo u'mimal kosas kesavre Kamalas mishvas maya mashchim maya resmichte ilu yobit mokim arbo komitalter mikamalas Rishis Ayochi. In other words, so he has to have a mokim abo, so then dalel of dalel, so it will have a din, so that Ziz will have a din of Rishis Ayochi. We'll soon see. I mean, how will it have a din? So it will have a din of a Rishis Ayochi. So mimele he'll be able to be mitaltel from beneath that Ziz, and straight in a straight vertical line he'll draw water from beneath the Ziz, and there will be, as Rishonim will point out, there will be a hollow
in the projection, in the succession, and then he'll just pull water from just beneath the Z's up to the Z's and then into the Sfino. Now, why? So it has to be Dalet al Dalet to become a Rishayochi. Because if it will not be Dalet al Dalet, if it will not be Dalet al Dalet, so then he'll be Mitalteil Mikalmeles Rishayochi. And we do not say that inasmuch as the Z's is more than 10 Tvochim from the Karka beneath the water, so the male it has a din of a Mokim Tur. No, because Rav Chisda and Rav Ravuna hold that we start reckoning the 10 Tvochim not from the surface of the Karka beneath the water of the sea, but we start reckoning the 10 Tvochim from the upper surface of the water itself. So the male disease is within 10 Tvochim from the surface of the water. So the male it's not a Mokim Tur. So that's why he has to construct the Dalet al Dalet in order that it should become a Rishayochi. And he'll start drawing the water from the sea just beneath the hollow of the Z's above it. So it's a Rishayochi. So it requires a din of Rishayochi. Now, when we discussed the Gemara of Hazirik Layam Israti Mesrat Layam Kotar Shina Imanish Mokin Zorak Omkasor Brochav Arbor Chayev. So the Ravet says, now the question is, why are the Rabbanon Chilik on Reb Shimon? Reb Shimon seems to be justified that in saying that if there is a pit in the Karka Yam that is Omek Asor of Abo, so that is a din of Rishayochit, but the Rabbanon Chilik on Reb Shimon. So the Ravet in the Asoges and the Rambam says the reason is why the Rabbanon Chilik, and they say that it does not the pit in the Karakayam does not have a din of Rishayochid, even though it's only Kasor of Rochav Dalet, because it's filled up with water, and the water is sofo on the surface of the Yam, and also over the Beyam. So the male is not Rishayochid. So we explained it. What's the Pshat in the Raivet? The Pshat in the Raivet, I mentioned what the Rambam says, and the Rambam paskens, of course, the Rambam paskens like Rav Chisda and Rabbi Baradune. So that all the water that lies, that covers the Karka Yam is considered like Karka Ovo. So Mimele, we cannot consider the Beya that is Omek Asor on Rochav Dalet in the Karka Yam as a separate Rishayochi. Because after all, it's like one thick Karka. So in other words, that means that the Karka of the Beya doesn't begin at the bottom, but it begins with the surface of the water. Oh, so that is all right if we pass like Rav Chisda and Rabbi Baravune that Mali Arasmich it's Karkov. But there is another mandorma. Ravune he says that Karmeles Miare Mashchino. So in other words, so we do not consider all the water that covers the Karka Yam is a Karka Ovo. So the question of Raivet, so what's the pshat in the Raivet? The Raivet says because the water fills it up. So we have to say that the machleket between Ravune and on one hand and Rav Chisda and Rabbi Baravune on the other is in regard to the Rabbonon. So Rav Chisda and Rabbi Baravune hold that even with Rabbonon we consider the all the water as a karkaov. So the mele in respect to the Yisra Rabbonon of Karmeles, so we start reckoning the 10 Tvochim not from the karka, not from the surface of the karka beneath the water, but from the surface of the water that covers the karka yam. Whereas Rabbuna holds that mid Rabbonon we do not consider vis-a-vis the Rabbonons of Karmeles, we do not start reckoning from the surface of the water, but we start reckoning from the surface of the karka. Masheinkin vis-a-vis the raise, so even Rabune will be made that we say that Mayar is Michigan. So the mele, even according to Rabune, so the Rabune of Rav Shimon say that the Beya that is only Kasor and Rochev Dalet in the Karka Yam is not considered Rishayochid. Why? because it's considered like Ares Michte. Midraise we certainly consider Ares Michte. But the question, the Rabune only says in regard to the Rabbonon of Carmelis. So we start reckoning from the Karka Benidia. Now let's see the Rashi. Svino am forest bin svino bayo. Meitzis is kolshu. Midefne a svino am mai. Leheka beaum. Ken forest was. Umimali min ayam umachlis li svino. Mokim abo. Mokim abo. Cholol dalet muket mechitzis stanis. Umechitzo kluyo materes bemai. So Rashi says, Mukef mechitzes ktanes. So the Russian implies that the mechitzes does not have to have yud. Even if he doesn't have yud, even if it's mechitzes ktanes, less than yud. So we apply the halacha of gudachis and to the rabbanon of Rabbi Yisib and Rabbi Yude. They hold we don't say gudachis, so that's by Yabosho. They don't say gudachis because kiyas gloim shmo p'kiyo. But here it's biyam, so then even the rabbon will agree that we say gudachis, and we say gudachis even though the mechitzes the walls of the ziz. Let's say suppose you have this is a ziz and then you have a mechitzes much less than 10 tefachim, so it's also a lot. Because we applied Allah Gudach. Now Rashi says Mechitzes Tanis. But is there any Shio? Rashi doesn't say. So in other words, it could be that he doesn't have to have any Shio. Because even if it is just a projection, but there is the Uve of disease, there is the Uve Aziz. So Monefshech, either we say that it must have ten tvochit, Mechitzes ten tvochit. Or if we say that he doesn't have to have the mechitzes ten tefachim, so no matter how small the mechitze is, it's still a mechitze. So without any mechitzes on the ziz, not only if it's like this. Suppose it just exists. So the uvi aziz that itself is a mechitze. So we say that it's here. We say sin by applying the aloha like pitikho. Yeah, we say sin. Now it's not here. Here it's not the aloha of pitikho. I mean, it is not only in the shaila of pitikho yavseisim. So there we have a machlekes, Rabin Shmuel, a machlekes, Rashi, Rabin Tam, and the Rambam, whether we must have according to Rav at least one mechitze, or we must have at least two mechitzes, or we must have at least three mechitzes. But here there is a kulebimayim, so the kulebimayim, so we don't have to have any mechitzes. So we apply the aloche of gudasik. That's how it's mashma from Rashi Shite. Just in regard to the Uve Aziz. So that's also Mechitze Ktan. That's also Mechitze Ktan. Alright. We came out of a whole thousand to Mechitze Ktan. It's Mechitze Tluyo, Materes Mai. But there is a loche that Mechitze Tluyo in Shmo Mechitze. That, in other words, even if the Mechitze is 10 Tvachim high, but if it remains suspended, it ends in the Avir, it doesn't go down to the Karka Oret, so then it's not a Mechitze. It's not a Mechitze. But, Bimai Mitir. So be my mitil. All right. Kamel is mara mashkima. Yud shel avir shenosu chachom v'isa kamel is. Kedamrin on fere kame. V'itipes is ad yud mikako is hayam. Mikako is hayam mashkima. We start recognizing it from the surface of the karake, beneath the water. V'avir shel mayo mi yud. V'afil e imayim. Ave mokim tu. Hilkar v'teirek o shokul echatchil. The less level of care, the calm is more. Ares michti, v'chol amayim, calmlessly. Smichto. Now let's see the tases. Eise mikim arbo mimab. Pirish mikim kuntres. Eise mechitze stans. Vein yirel rameta. You see, Rashi Sloshni is, mikim arbo chol dalet, muket mechitze stans. So, the Teisves mentions in the name of Rashi Eise Mechitzes Tanis. There is a difference between the expression Mukef Mechitzes Tanis and Eise Mechitzes Tanis, because the expression Mukef Mechitzes Tanis could be explained that you don't even have to construct Mechitzes on the Ziz, because since you don't require a tenth for him, so why couldn't the Uve Haziz itself be considered Mechitzes Tanis? But Teisves mentions in the name of Rashi Eise Mechitzes Tanis. So that means that is the connotation that you have to construct mechitzas tanis. And the Uvi Aziz, so it appears the thesis understood in Rashi that we cannot say just the Uvi Aziz itself is considered to the mechitzah. Even by applying the law of Gedachis, because Tesis mentions in the name of Rashi Eisim Chizitanis. But we'll see, I mean, from other Rishonim, they say explicitly, some other Rishonim, that you don't need any Mechitzes. We just say Gedachis. How do we say Gedachis? Because of the Uvi Aziz. There must be Uvi Aziz. But from Tesis Loshen, it's Mashma, that he understood in Rashi Eisim Chizitanis. In other words, if you don't construct any Mechitzes, not even a small mechitzah, so then it doesn't become a Rishayochi. But the kula here is that if you do construct the mechitzah tana, even though it's less than 10 tvachim, so then it becomes a Rishayochi. Alright. Pirik unda seis mechitzah tana. Svein nira la rabbe tamo lari. Deot nam bifere kitzat mishtakfi. Zustro. Shehi lemailo min hayam. Min hamayi. Emi mali mimenu mayim bishabes. Emi mali mimenu mayim bishabes. Elohim kinoslo mechitze govei ayud. So we see that even by Mayu, so we are only matir in mechitze tluya. Even though the mechitze doesn't go down to the karke, it's still alright. But it has to have mechitzes yud. So that means that the exustre has to have mechitzes yud. So here too, the ziz has to have mechitzes yud. Has to have mechitzes yud. Zutze shumalim namayi. Im imalim menu mayim bishabes mochotz mechitze kovei yud. Elo, so in other words, mechitze stanes is not enough. Elo, so what's the pshat? Elo, eise mokein arbo hayne sheyi aziz rochif arbo tvochim kidei shelo yiyu amechitzes asuyeis lifochis me'arba. So in other words, the loshen of Tesis is very strange. You see, Teisves is Masikan Rashi, because Rashi implies that even if the mechitzes of the Ziz are not in Tvachim Hai, so it's still alive. So he mentions the Mishnah in Erevin that the Gzustre has to have mechitzes of Yud. So Memele, what should Teisves say? So Teisves should say, Elohei se mokei, Arbo. The Gemara says Arbo. So in other words, he is mokim abo, and they say al gabo mechitzes yud. That's what Teisa should say, because as far as Dalit is concerned, so the Gemara says that rachfrito gab rabuna amre is mokim abo. So but Rashi et mechitzes tanis. So Teisa is chaylik. So what Teisa should have said is elin kein elo is mokim hayne. שיהי עזיז רוחב ארבעו תבוכים, היינה שהוא איסה מחיצס יוד, ויהי עזיז רוחב ארבעו תבוכים, כדי שלא יהיו המחיצס עשויס לפוחס מארבע. Of course, that is true, because if it's not ארבע, so then the מחיצס do not have a חלישה מחיצס, if they don't enclose a space of ארבע על ארבע. But the main thing that Teisves is massive against Rashi is the fact that Rashi says Eisim Mechitzes Tanis. So Teisa should emphasize that, and Teisa doesn't emphasize that. Teisa just says Elohim se mokim ani she aziz rochiv abot vochim. That Rashi is made it. Kidei shelo yam chitzes asuyes lipoches mi'arba. So the main thing that Teisa disagrees with Rashi is the fact that whereas according to Rashi, so you can construct mechitzas tanis. So let's say that the pshat in Rashi is that the Uvi Aziz is not enough. So you have to construct the mechitzas tanis. But Rashi certainly says mechitzas tanis. So that means even if you construct the mechitzah less than 10 tvachim, let's say than just the mechitzah of 5 tvachim, so it's also alright. And Teisves is chelik. So Teisves should emphasize that. And Teisves does not emphasize that. Teisves just emphasizes Elohim se mokim hayne shei aziz rochiv arbo tvachim. כדי שלא יהיו המחיצס עשויס ליפוחס מארבע. שלא יהיו המחיצס עשויס ליפוחס מארבע. I mean, that's not the important thing. It's very strange, the lotion of Teisves. All right, so you can say that the pshat in Teisves is, even though the lotion is not smooth, the pshat in Teisves is, שהיה עזיז רוחי פרבות רוחי, כי זה המחיץ עשוי יש לפוקס מארבע, ממילא הוא יפת אהב, יפת קונסטרוקט, הכל התרפחיז די הרב ורבוני, הוא יפת קונסטרוקט, אי מחיץ אוף תן תפוחים, את תן תפוחים, but in order that even the מחיץ אוף תן תפוחים should have a חליש המחיץ, so there must be a space of דלת על דלת, enclosed, that space is לשיטוסי, תסיס לשיטוסי דפחס, in the סוגיה כברס, well, kofa al pio. So Tisa says, v'shivu mechto poter, avol ini rochivov, afilu zayinu mechto chayet. Du amrinu lovud elu b'mchitzes, u'mchitzes l'chshivu elu kishishom rochiv dalet, avol kishinu rochiv dalet, ha'yi kishochafitzin dalmi. So in other words, so Tisa shite is that if a kesel, a fence, doesn't enclose a space of dalet dalet, it doesn't even have a chalisha mechitzes. We said that Rashi Shita is to the counter. Rashi Shita is a Chalisha Mechitza it has, but it cannot become a Rishus HaYochid if it doesn't enclose the space of our Dalit. But a Chalisha Mechitza it has, that's the reason as to why Rashi is Chalik Antesis in that Gemara. So, of Kof Al Pio. So Rashi says that the Gemara of Kof Al Pio has referenced the case of Inu Rochev Shisho. But Tesis says it has referenced the case of Rochev Shisho. Because if it's Inu Rochev Shisho, it doesn't enclose a space of Dalit Al Dalit, so Mimele doesn't even have a Chalisha Mechitze, so we cannot apply the Aloche of Lovod of Mechitzes. So of course, Tesis Mishitose, so he has to say, Hashei Aziz Rochef Abo Tvochim Kineshei Mechitze Asuyis Lepochis Me'arba. So even though the Mechitzes that are constructed, are you Tvochim Hai, but they do not have a Chalisha Mechitze. But why didn't Tesis emphasize that he has to construct Mechitzes Yud? That Tesis doesn't emphasize, that makes it a little strange. But we can explain it. Now, then Tesis says, but let's see, I mean, we'll go over the Rambam. Ulman bishore hoche, bizis kolcho, loy tikshe. So the Rabune who says that here, this kolcho is not, loy tikshe. The maker osom, loy tikshe, the maker osom, kishein hamayi mamukim yut. So the kashi is, so Rabune says that this kolcho is not. Why? Because Carmelis me'arim ashkeno. So the yutvochim of the avir, Carmelis, are reckoned from the surface of the karaki beneath the water, not from the surface of the water, of the sea. So mimele is this culture is already lemaylo miyut. So it's a mokim tur. So the question is, why does the Mishnah Rabbi say zus kosher lemaylo mina mayim? In mimal mayim Shabbos the worst of mechitzah gavei yud. Who needs mechitzah gavei yud? Suppose the mechitzah is not gavei yud. You know, it has no mechitzes. You just has exustre. Exustre is also a projection. But since we start recognizing that the yutvochim avir of the Carmelis from the surface of the karka, so in all probability, so the exustre is more than 10 tvochim above the surface of the karka, so it's a mokim tur. So without yutvochim mechitzes, why does the Mishnah require an erev yutvochim mechitzes? So Tesa says litikshe the maker hosom kishinamayim amukim yut. Normally, so it is more than 10 tvochim above the surface of the karka. But sometimes you find in the yam, in the river, when it's very shallow, sometimes. So when it is very shallow, so that Mishnah that says, Zus Roshel Maylum and Amayim, in the Maulim Mayim Bishabes, has reference to the case where it's very shallow. So Mimele, if it doesn't make mechitzes, you above the exustre, so then it will be within 10 tvachim from the surface of the car. In Amehosom Gazrinon Shemo Yala Ayam Shirti, Ki Gazrinon Tertam Deirev. Gemara says many times, Gazrinon Shemo Yasa Shem Shirti. Sometimes, in other words, that it will be filled up with many pebbles. So in other words, so then, from the surface of the pebbles, above the karka, to the exustre, so then, because as the waves fall, so they carry with it pebbles and stones and all kinds of things. So many times, just at the shore of the sea or the river, you'll find an accumulation of pebbles. So that elevates the surface of the Karakayam. So you have to start reckoning not from the surface of the Karaka, the natural Karaka of the Yam, but the actual surface of the upper pebbles. So we are getting it. Yes. Das will man vielleicht anlehren. Aber Svino leilu im Aleches, die Poches Miu, so ist Shaykh und gesagt, because over there, we are not dealing with Svino, we are dealing with the Tzustre. Let's say, suppose you have a certain building, or let's say, or a boardwalk, and then a projection comes out from that building that is near the shore, near the river. So there, it can be very shallow, but the Svino goes in the travels in the interior of the arm. So Memele there, it's impossible that it should be shallow. All right. Now let's see the Rambam. Now the first Ramban. Hod omar avune de meitzis is kolshu. Vada lemate miyud. Misvas maye kamrino. In other words, that when Ravune says meitzis kolshu, so he has reference to a case where disease is within 10 tfochim from the surface of the water. Dilemailo. Because if disease is more than 10 tfochim from the surface of the water, so even Rav Chisden Rabbe Ravune, so Bimashe Sagu. So Rav Chisden Rabbe Ravune would in the Chilek, so they would also agree. Because Rav Chisden Rabbe Ravune hold that we start recognizing from the surface of the water, not from the surface of the karka beneath the water. But if disease is more than 10 tvochim above the surface of the water, so even according to Rav Chisden Rabbe Ravune, it's a mokim tor. So why do they require Dalet? Mashe Sagu. So even according to Rav Chisden Rabbe Ravune. Miu afal pike in koshal. The amoron before the kame, the mato miu name, I kedalet, have a kameles, vi loi mokim to ba ome ave, hil ka bezi skol che usage. So the kasher is against Rav Chisden Rav Ravune, true that we are dealing with disease that is within 10 tvochim from the surface of the water, more than 10 tvochim from the surface of the kark, but within 10 tvochim from the surface of the water. So, true that Rav Chisden Rav Ravune hold, we start recognizing the 10 tvochim avir kamales from the surface of the water. But the Gemara says in the first Perek that any dovah misuyeh that is more than gimul tvochim from the karka, more than gimul tvochim from the karka, Rishus Arabi, and it is less than dalet al dalet, has a din of mokim too. As he didn't mock him too. So Mimele, why does Rav Chisden Rav Ravune say that disease culture is not all right? Why shouldn't it all right? Even though disease culture happens to be, disease culture, happens to be, let's say, 5 tvochim above the surface of the water. 5 tvochim only above the surface of the water. But it's in Dovah Misuye. And it doesn't have Dalet al Dalet. So Mimele, it's a mock him too. So he's allowed to carry to draw water from the yam, from the kamales into the mokim tor, and then to draw the same water to move that water from the ziz, from the mokim tor into the svino, into the rishus hayochid. So why does Rav Chisden Rav Ravune say this culture is not all right? V'yesh lo v'da'atu toruti. V'yesh leima de'ave kamalesu v'nitzo'a ziz klum. So the first teretz is, and the plain pshat in the first teretz is, I don't understand why Rabbi Zalman says that it's not mashma like that, but it seems that this is the pashtes haloshin of the Ramban. The ave kamblesu veinitzo aziz klum. In other words, because motzom mines mine vineya. In other words, there is a machlekes in Erev. I mentioned that a number of times. There is a machlekes in Erev daftes between Abai and Rove, as to whether we say Motzom Mines Mine Vinei or not. There is a machlekes Rishonim how we pass. The Rambam passes like Rove that we do say Motzom Mines Mine Vinei. So Kamales is more chomor than Rishus Arabi. And the Raivet says there are some Rishonim who pass like Abaye, that we do not say Motzom Mines Mine Vinei. So the machlekes between Abai and Rove is in regard to a specific situation.
in regard to a specific situation. The Gemara says, "Daftes Amidale, Toner Rav Zake Kavod Rav Yechanan, v'mirchoyim itachas akeir onidin ki karmeles." Omalei puk tonu livro. In other words, Rav Yechanan didn't like it. What Rav Zake said. Omar Abaye. So in other words, what did Rav Yechanan say? That v'mirchoyim en tachas akeir is not needin ki karmeles. You are allowed to be mital. In other words, the effect of the keiro, end of the lechi, is for the bein alchoyim also. Omar puktan livro. Omar Abaye mistabre milse de Rabbi Yechanan that it's not kikamoles tachas akeiro. Avol bein lechoyim, so it's not mistabre like Rabbi Yechanan. Bein lechoyim, so you zoseh. You're not allowed to be mital teiro. Bein alchoyim. V'rove omar bein lechoyim name muter. Bein lechoyim name muter. So the Gemara says, Omar Abaye, Mino Amino. So that way. So what does Abaye say? Bin Lechoyim is awesome. And Rove says that Bin Lechoyim is muta. And the machleket between Abaye and Rove is in respect to a Rishus Arabi. In other words, you have a Rishus Arabi, and then you have a Move that is open on one side to a Rishus Arabi, and it has three mechitzes, and then it has on the fourth side where it's open to the Rishus Arabi, it has a lechi. So the question is, now here is the lechi, you put out the lechi, here is the Move, it has three mechitzes, it's a Move Sosom, and here the fourth side is open to Rishus Arabi, but it's set up the lechi. So the question is, this space, Bein Alechoy, are you allowed to be mitaltil or are you not allowed to be mitaltil? And here there is a Rishus Arabi. So Abaye says that you also. Rove says you are allowed to be mitaltil. So then the Gemara says, "Omar Abaye bin Aminu, Omar Rav Chomer bar Guri, Omar Rav Teicha Pesach Tzorich Lecher Achel Atirei." When we went over the Gemara Daftes, so we went over this Gemara Tzorich Lecher Achel Atirei. Uvichitei Mediz Vidal Dal Dalet, Omar Rav Chomer bar Guri, Omar Rav Teicha Pesach Afal Pishen Vidal Dal Dalet Tzorich Lecher Achel Atirei. So in other words, without an extra lechi to set up here, you wouldn't be able to carry here. So in other words, the lechi cannot be matir on its own space. So you have to set up another lechi here to be able to carry here. So v'chi teime, these bidal dal dalet, v'omar avchonim barov v'omar av teicha pesach af al pi sheim bidal dal dalet. So it doesn't become bottled. It doesn't become bottled, so it's tzorich lecher achel atirei. Tzorich lecher atirei. V'rove hosom v'posuach likarmeles. So then, if it's posuach likarmeles, when do we say that teicha pesach, shein bidal dal dalet, is tzorich lecher achel atirei, if it's posuach likarmeles? So then rove is made that it's osa. Mashein kein, if it's posuach to rishus rabim, here is a rishus rabim, so rove says it's muter. So that means that Karmelis is mochamo. If the Move is posuach, Roshus Arabim, so then Techalechi is mutalitalte. And if the Karmelis, according to Rabbi, and if the Move is open to the Karmelis, so then Techalechi is also litalte, and we need another Lechi in order to be matir, to carry here, in this Lechi, Techalechi here. So Gemara says, hey, because if it's posuach likarmeles, so then it's mochomo. Because if it's posuach likarmeles, so every karmeles is a mokim ptur. So midraisi. So memele we say motzom minas minivineya. Anyway, so it's a machlekes Abaye and Rove, whether we say motzom minas minivineya or not. The Rambam paskins like Rove. That we say motzom minas minivineya. Pegidzayin v'chashavas halachi yedalev. So the Rambam says, "Mutar litaltel b'movi tachas akeiro, ibein al choyim." למד לא אמורים בשביל יסומך לא שסרבים, אבל מיסובך לקרמלה, עושה לטעות תחת הקירו, או בן האוכחיין, או בן האוכחיין, עד שיעשה לך אחר להטה תחפשה, שערימות מן הסמיני מניה. Then the rabbi is really can respect to Cairo, so but that's something else, there's nothing to do with that. But then he says, ויקה מן די פוסה כאבייה, די בין לחוימוס. חוימוס. So ממילא, this is what the Ramban means. This is what the Ramban means. The Ramban says, the Ramban is the kashe. So even though disease is limatum yud misvas maye, so why does Rav Chisda Rav Ravuna say it's not all right? But it's a doma misuyim, so doma misuyim that is more than gimel from the kalkarish is arabi, and it says dalet, and it's more than gimel, and if it doesn't have dalet al dalet, so it has a din of a mokim too, so it should be a muter to be mitaltel water from the yam, the karmeles, into the mokim too, and then from the mokim too, from the zis kolchu, into the svino. So he gives the first tarot is v'yishlima da'ave karmelesu v'yinitzoa zisklum. In other words, when do we say that more than gimel tvochim from the karka and less than dalet tvochim is a mokim dalet and less than dalet is a mokim too, that's only if you have a ziz in a rishus arabim. Let's say you have a projection protruding from a building in a rishus arabim above gimut vochen from the karaka, and it's less than dalet al dalet, so then it has a din of makim tur. But suppose you have a projection protruding from a building in the karmelis. In the karmelis, it's more than gimut vochen from the karaka of the karmelis, and it's less than dalet al dalet, then, so it's motzer minas mina v'neiya. Motzer minas mina v'neiya. So in other words, it will become bottle to the karaka of the Carmelis, because Midraise, the Carmelis and the Mokim Ptur, there's the same thing. So Memele, we say Motzah Minas Minivineya, so even that is Kolchu will have a din of a Carmelis. Will have a din of a Carmelis. That's what it means. The other Carmelisu, then it was this gloom, because Motzah Minas Minivineya. Oidin Shlema, a second Teretz. The Sphiro Yafil Beshuiz the Rabbon, Uvachel Yachlifu, the Yilkach Osu Lehitzi Mikarmelis Yam, Lisvino. שיהיוריש זה רבין דרך זה, אף על פי שהוא מוקים פטור. וכנאמה משהו פרקיס משתתפין, ופומסקונת רבינה, דרב יחן, אפילו דרבון הנאמה כלומר, ובבד שלא יחליף. So in other words, because there is a loche, that we had that, מוקים של, וחוסר רבים אומר רב יחן, מוקים שאין בדלת על דלת תבוך עם מוטות מרשתיוך מרשתרם מלחת לפולו, ובבד שלא יחליפו. ובבד שלא יחליפו. So it's also to move, to carry over a chifet from the Rishus Arabim into the Mokim Ptur, and then again, the same person will move it over from the Mokim Ptur into the Rishus Ayot, even though he does it in two steps. So it's awesome, because of Isaiah. That's regarding the Rishus Arabim. How about the Karmelis? So in the Gemara, in Erevim, there is a machlekes between Rav Dimo and Rav Yechanan and Zira and Rav Yechanan. So there is a machlekes. So he says that, and it's mashma from the Gemara in Erevin, that Rabbine holds that the Yisea, according to Rav Dime, Omer Rav Yechanan, so when is there a Zeira Shalo Yachlifu by Rishus Rabbi? Masha'im came by Kamala, so it's like Zeira, like Zeira, so we are not, so then, this culture is not all right if it is within 10 tefachim from the surface of the mayim. Why? Because true that as long as it is more than 3 tefachim above, so it's mokim misuyen, so it has a din of a mokim ptur, but he is not allowed to first carry the mayim from the Carmelis, from the Yam, into the Ziz, the Mokim Ptur, and then to move it over from the Ziz into the Svino, the Rishus Ayochim, because we will bachel Yachli, so even the Carmelis is awesome.
So that machleket between Rav Dimon Rabbi Yechanan and Zirom Rabbi Yechanan and Rabine, so isn't that Pizayin Omed Aleph and Pizayin Omed Beis. All right. Now, the next Rambam. Eise mikim dalet umimale. Kosher lituve. Mikim dalet name. Ui kamo lesave ui rishayochit acher ahave. It's a very strong kasha. Ki yishikovi asoro. Vikom mofik mikamo lesayochit umayta kamo. So the question is this. Monefshech. Either the disease that has dalet is within ten tvochim. It's not ten tvochim high. So then it is a kamoles. So of what avail is the construction? Is the construction of disease? So it's a kamoles. So in other words, you can construct disease in several ways. You can construct disease limayamut, and you can construct it limatamut. And when you construct it limatamut, you can also construct it in two ways, because either you just construct disease, a protrusion from the Deif and Asmino, or you can make a protrusion from the Deif and Asmino disease and then construct on top of it, Al Gabov, Mechitzes Yud. So in other words, so there are three situations how you can do it. Either it protrudes the Milam Yud, or it protrudes within Yud. But and you construct a mechitze of yud. So again, you make it the rishon hayochid, or you don't construct a mechitze of yud. So then it's not the rishon hayochid, then it's a kamales. So monefshech, if it is a kamales, if you construct disease in such a way that it turns out to be a kamales, so what avail is the construction of disease? In other words, so then you are allowed to carry over the water from the yam, which is a kamales, on the top of the disease, which is another kamales. But then what? But you're not allowed to bring it into the svino, because then you'll bring it from the disease, which is a kamales, into the svino, it's a reshayochit. But if you construct it in such a way that it becomes a reshayochit, either by making the protrusion more than tenfochim above, or even if it's within tenfochim, but you construct a mechitza of you, so then it becomes a vishayochi. So then, of no avail is the construction of disease, because then if disease becomes a vishayochi, so then when you move, when you draw water from the yam, you draw water from the kamales, you put it on disease. What's that? A vishayochi. How are you allowed to put it on disease? It's a vishayochi. Once you put it on disease, you have no more problems. Then you move it over from disease, which is one Rishayochid, and the sin is another Rishayochid. But how are you allowed to draw water from the arm into the disease of Rishayochid? This is discussion. Koshali tuve. Mokim dalet name, we come with Savo Rishayochid ache ave. Kishikovi aso. Kishikovi aso can be in two ways. Either because the protrusion is high above aso, or even if the protrusion is within aso, but you construct mechites and disease of aso. Become offical, become the Sayochid, who might come. Achim Matson Rabben Hai Goin Zal, Shekosavoya, Dinenu Grien Yehudo, Skinenu Zal, Emea, Sheshoma Menaskinim, Sheisimokin, Kintevo Pruso Isal Prus. And then Vinimso, see you are Bitamu Darat Israel. So, in other words, so he says that what you do with it's like a sal pruso. In other words, you take a ziz and you make a hollow in that ziz. You make a hollow and then you draw down a pail through the hollow. This is the ziz. So you draw down a pail through that hollow in that ziz. So and you draw water from the yam just beneath, and you don't carry it like this. But you draw the water through the hollow from the yam beneath. So in other words, so the whole space becomes a rishon hayochid. Because by applying the aloche of gudachis, so then we say gudachis mechista, let's say if you construct on top of disease, now the Ramban doesn't spell it out what it means. But let's say that he constructs mechitzes yud. and then you have a cholol in the ziz. So memele and b'mayim we say b'dachis, even according to the rabbanon of Rabbi Yisrael Yudeh. So then we imagine a sieve depth mechitza that is constructed on the ziz goes down up to the karka hayam. So memele the whole space up to the karka hayam is a rishayochit, and he draws it just in a vertical direction. He draws it. He doesn't draw it here and then he pulls it from the Carmelis into Rishayochit. He draws it from the water just beneath the cholol. That's also Rishayochit, because we apply the aloche of Gudachis. We apply the aloche of Gudachis. This is what he's saying. So Shishomim Maskinim Sheisim Mokim Kinteva Pruso. We sell Pruso. We make a cholol. We carve out. So then the whole Mokim becomes a Rishayochit by applying the aloche of Gudachis. And even though the Rabbanon don't say Gudachit, but by Mayim, they do say Gudachit. Then he says, "We need to see you up with our Dutch soil." Pirishly Perushay, Beisi Shomu, Misakasir, and Firkis at Nishtatvin, Rabhanani bin Akavia in Mayor, Zustra Shal Dalet, Al Dalet, Chekik Bodalet, Chekik Bodalet, Al Dalet, Umimale, Dalunon Kubi good. Now, so Hanani bin Akavia says that we say both. In other words, suppose you have a big board, and let's say the length, this is Dalet Ames, Chob Dalet Tvochim, 24 Tvochim, because an Amo is 6 Tvochim. So if it's Dalet Ames or Dalet Ames, so this is Chob Dalet Tvochim, and this is Chob Dalet Tvochim. So then he makes, let's say, Dalet Tvochim, a Cholob. He makes a Cholob of Dalet Tvochim in the middle. So there's Dalet Tvochim. And then we imagine a seed, because if it is 24 tvochim long, 24 long, so that means, so then in the middle you make a hollow of dalet tvochim, so you have 10 tvochim, so you have 20 tvochim emet left. So then we say koif. So that word, so then that's 10 tvochim, and then you also say this here koif, so it's another 10 tvochim. So, but it's still a mechitzat luyo, but then we apply the aloha of gudachis still. So in other words, we say koiv and good. That's according, it's all in the imagination. But Rav Hanani ben Akavia says that if the board is 24 tvochim long and 24 tvochim wide, so then we say koiv. First of all, we make a chkak. We carve out a hollow space of dalet adalet in the middle. So then 10 tvochim is pulled up. Suppose you would mamish pull it up. So then you would have mamish in the chitz of you. So even if you don't mamish pull up, even if you don't mamish pull up 10 tvochim of the board upwards, so we imagine as if you bent it upwards. And here too, we imagine as if you bent it upwards. And in the middle you carve out a hollow space of dalet adalet. And here too, since it's 20 tvochim wide, so here too, we imagine as if you bent it. So it has mechitze of 10 tvochim on all sides, on all four sides, and in the middle it has a hollow of dalet tvochim. That's the shita of Hanani ben Akavi. Hanani ben Akavi. But the Rabbanon achilik. The Rabbanon say, we don't say kei v'goy, koi v'gud, achis, both together. So if you, according to the Rabbanon, so if you mamish, let's say you have a big ball, 24 tvochim long, 24 tvochim wide, and you will take kodal, 10 tvochim from each side, and then you will take a few nails and knock in like this. So then you only have to say good, then it's all right. But to say could be good, according to Rabbanon, that we don't say. So what does he say? So in other words, so does he say that this Gemara accords with Hanani ben Akavi? No. We don't pass for like Hanani ben Akavi. So he says, Vinitzo, Mali Mishom, I'm going to call the good. Umi, Hochali Boyd, Loibin on Dalet Ames, Eloch Kag Dalet, Vafil Rabon on the Pligale, Hosom, Vafil Rabon on the Pligale, Hosom, Hoche Shore, Mishim Dleyepsha. In that word, so the Ramban says that even though the Rabon, Achelik, by the Rabon, Achelik, and Hanani ben Akavi's din, so they are only chelik over there. But by Svino, the Chachomim will make By Svino, the Chachomim will make it. The Chachomim will make it. That we say Koivigoy. We say Koivigoy. Now, so what does it mean? So what does it mean? So it means, Vafil Rabboni Pligali or some Hocheshore, Mishim de Loyevsha. So in other words, so that means that Eise Mokim Dalet in Malay is only if. So what does it mean, Eise Mokim Dalet in Malay? So does it mean that by Svino the Chachot Rabbono on Amede that we say Kevigay, but they cannot be more Mekil than the Hanani Menachavye, and Hanani Menachavye only applied the law of Kevigay if it is 24 Tvochim by 24 Tvochim, 24 Tvochim long and 24 Tvochim wide. So how about here? So then the Ramban mentions at the end that Rab Netam says that in Hanami, when he says, Vishomaiti Sherat, שרב נתם יזל מפורש מוקים דלד לחקק אבל צוריר דלד עמי שאין עשורות תפוחים לצדודים כדאמרינום בגזוסטרה דיבפוחס מכאן לקלי מימה קוי וגוי קוי וגוי. So in other words, so that's רב נתם שיטה. So רב נתם says that he mentions the name of רב נתם that when רב חיז דן רב ברב הוא נסי איסה מכים אבו ממלא. So of course מכים אבו means דלד על דלד Tvochim, not Dalet al Dalet Ames, 24 Tvochim by 24 Tvochim. But when he says Mikim Abo Dalet Tvochim, he means hollow. He has to make a hollow of Dalet Tvochim. A hollow of Dalet Tvochim. But the Ziz itself has to have the dimensions of Dalet Ames by Dalet Ames. But the hollow that he carves out in the Ziz has to be Dalet Tvochim al Dalet Tvochim. But suppose the dimensions of the Ziz is less than Dalet Ames al Dalet Ames, then it's not all right. This is what Rav Netam says. But the Ramban is chilek. And then he says, Veine b'mashma. So he says, Vishamaiti sh'Rav Netam zal miforesh mokim dalet lechkak, abot zol dalet ames, shin asorot vochim izgodim, kidam vinum b'gzus, kredi pochas miken, lechlemei makruf v'gud. Veine b'mashma. So what does he say? So in other words, Rav Chisden, Rabbi Ravune Amatia to carry mayim from beneath the hollow in a vertical direction from beneath the hollow, even though the dimensions of disease are only dalet al dalet vochim, not dalet al dalet ames. But the question is, so too, so here the Rabbonon Amekil. Just as Rav Hanan ibn Akavi is always Mekil, so here by Svino he killed. But he couldn't be more Mekil than Rav Hanan ibn Akavi is Mekil generally. So how is he Chelik al Rav Netam? So we have to say the Pshat in the Ramban is that just as Rav Hanan ibn Akavi says that we always say Kuvigud, even though we don't have a mechitza of youth. So it's all right. And the Rabbonon of Chanin ibn Akavye are chilek. The Rabbonon of Chanin ibn Akavye, they say that you must construct and the Ziz and the Xustre, you must construct a mechitza of 10 Tvochim. So then the Mayim itil. Even though it's a mechitza tluyo, so we say good achis. But in order to say good achis, so the Rabbonon say, first, you must have an actual mechitza, an actual mechitza tluya of ten tvochim. Then you can say gudachis. But if you don't have a mechitza tluya of ten tvochim, so you don't say gudachis. That's what the Rabbonon of Rav Hanan ibn Akavye say. Hanan Akavye say. So the Ramban says, but by Svino, even the Rabbonon applied the halacha of gudachis without an actual mechitza of ten. By Svino. But it doesn't mean that here by Svino we apply the aloche of Kuvigud. If we apply the here by the aloche of Kuvigud, so that's only if the Ziz has the dimensions of 24 Tvochim by 24 Tvochim. And that's Rav Netam Shite. But the Ramban is Chelek. So what it means is, what I said before, that maybe there's the Pshat in Rashi. But Teisves assumed something else in Rashi. That Rashi, L'chol HaPochas, requires Mechitzas Tanis. And apparently, the Ramban Shite is that if the Gziz is dalet al dalet, and you make a hollow here, so then we apply the halacha of good achis mechitzte without an actual mechitza of 10 tefachim. So, two, generally, the rabbonim require that there should be a mechitza of 10 tefachim constructed in order to be allowed lechatchila to carry water, to be taken water from the yam. But by svino, the chachomim made a special kule, and they said that without an actual mechitza of 10 tefachim, so you apply the halacha of gudachis to the uve aziz. So maybe we say gudachis mechitzte, and it goes down up to the karkayam, and there is a hollow. So there is a hollow here. So he pulls, he draws up water from beneath that hollow into the ziz. So he's not mitalto for a kamelis, because the water just beneath the hollow has a din of Rishta Yochid, because we apply the aloha of Gudachis Mechitz. Yes, what
is it? Is that then what Rabbi Hutzam meant to be Masig and Rashi?
One second. Now, let's see. So, now he says the Roshan, could be good. He says the Roshan, Malim Shinam Chinam, could be good. But could be good is only Shayach, as Rabbi Tam says, as Rabbi Tam applies it. If the Ziz has the dimensions of Dalet Ames and Dalet Ames. But the Rambam says that even if the Ziz that is hollowed out has only the dimensions of Dalet Vochim by Dalet Vochim, so we still say could be good. How can we say could be good? So it doesn't mean could be good. He means just as Hananya ibn Akavya says that we imagine something general, even though B'mitzias, you didn't bend up the mechitze from the board. You didn't bend up, you know, 10 tefachim from the board upwards. So we imagine as if it did. So here too, by Svino, the Rabbon of Hanani Bar Kavye also say we have to imagine as if you had a mechitza of Yud. And we say good acts. So it's the same principle, the same kind of concept, but not mamishku. Now, let's see the Lashon of the Magen Mishnah. Now, Perek Tesvog, Hilchos Shabbos, Halacha Chof. Lo yimalei odo mayim min hayam, v'hu b'sech hasvino, elo im kinei semokim abo al abo, v'yitzei min hasvino al hayam. In other words, say projection. Abo al abo. Protruding. And abo b'yam. Pamedro am amurim b'sho yotei chasor. Avol im hoyo lemayim lo ma'asor, o min hayam, meitziziz kol shu mimalei. Sh'ari derech mo kiptur mimalei, v'in tzorich li zizeh elo mishemek. Elo Mishemek. So the Magid Mishne says, Upirish Rabin Haizal, Shederech Aziz u Mimali, Kleima, Sheze Aziz Cholul Bem Tzose, U Mishal Sheel Kelot, Derech Shom, U Mimali, Vichim, so the whole enclosed space after the Karkayam is a Mishnayot. Vichim Shum Okim Choshuk, Amrinon, Kufat Dodim, Vigudachis Bechitzte, כאילו הן עצבס היום, והכאילו שזיוכי, ואף על פי שבגזוסטרה שיעל דבי המים, צורך מחיצה עשור, וסבינו הכאילו, מפני שאין יוכי לעשה שום מה שיעשה בבייסי. יעשה בבייסי. Now, here we have the Agoyes Agro, so the Agoyes Agro says, and that Magid Mishne, so, with Lamrino, Kufa Zod, because that the same Russian is mentioned in Shochanov, in Simen Shinun Hei. So, ve'ise b'nekev, u'mimali derech shom, ve'nitzorich la'asis lo'im mechitzes, elo amrinon, kufat zdodin, v'gudachis mechitzte. So the Gros says, magid mishne b'shem rabai. B'shem rabai. Kufat zdodin, v'gudachis mechitzte. That's what the magid mishne says. The Ramban also says the same thing in the name of rabai. Kufat zdodin, v'gudachis mechitzte. So, Kim Kosova Magid Mishne, the Gros says, Ve'aloshin tzorich hiyun, Maiko, Haleim b'irak dalet, Voye tzorich leima, Amrinun gud? So that's, this is what the Gros asks, against the Magid Mishne's Loshne, against the Ramban. But the Pshat in the Magid Mishne, in the Ramban is, in other words, it's the same concept. Just as Rav Hananya ben Akavya says, Koyf me good. So what do you mean, Koyf me good? After all, you don't have a mechitza of you. But we imagine. So we imagine as if he caught up, this is stand for him. There is enough material in that board to cut up. So we imagine as if we cut up this piece, and then we took a few nails and knocked them into the Ziz. So then even Rabbanon would say it's all right. But Rabbanon say, if you did that, fine. But if you don't do it, if you didn't do it, you can't imagine that yet you did it. And Rabbanon Be'akavya says, we can imagine even though you didn't actually do it. As long as it's possible. You know, there is enough material and dimensions in that board, in that long and wide board, to do it. So even though you didn't break off a piece of the board and then with a few nails knock them up, you know, as a mechitze, so we imagine as if you did. Kevagi. So the Rabbonon say we can't imagine it. But here Gabi Svino, the Ramban and the Magid Mishne say, so the Rabbonon made it that we imagine it. But here we don't have to imagine as if you broke off and you bent it up. We just have to imagine as if the uve hazis goes down. So we have to enforce. So this is what it means. Now, what Rav Netam? According to Rav Netam, so Rav Netam also follows in a general way the shita of the Rabbi Goyim. But he is not as mekil as the Ramban, as the Ramban is. In other words, according to Rav Netam, so when does Rabbi say Eisimikim Arbo Mimale, that is, there is a hollow Arbo, but there must be enough space in the board to be kept. In other words, it must have, the dimensions must be 24 Tvachim by 24 Tvachim, according to Rabbi Tam. Now, so there seems to be a spirit between the Rabbi Tam that the Ramban cites and the Rabbi Tam the Teisve cites. Here Teisve says the same kash. Pierre de Kundra is a mechitza stanis. Vimir al Rabbi Tam, Ulari, dort nam bifere keitzat mishtatvin, zust rashil emailu min amayim, en mimali min amayim bishabes, elu im kinosu lo mechitza gove ayud, elu eise mokim hayne shei aiziz, rochiv abot vochim. So he said, what does it mean? He says, he mentioned the Mishnah 11, that you must have an extra mechitza of 10. So why doesn't he emphasize that? All right, so he doesn't emphasize that. But he means that. But he also emphasizes the fact that there must be dalet. Otherwise, even if you construct an extra mechitza of 10, he doesn't have a chalisha mechitza. But the lotion is not smooth. But then there is another difficulty here. Since he says in the name of Rav Netam and the Ri, and Rav Netam says that you don't need an actual mechitza of you. As long as there is enough space in the ball, in the exuspray, to bend up, you know, a mechitza of you. So it's not. And here, So we have to say, in order to reconcile the Rav Netam here with the Rav Netam that the Ramban mentions, so we have to say that Rav Netam is matirat in one of two situations. One situation is if the dimensions of the Ziz is only dalet tvochim by dalet tvochim, but then we must construct an extra mechitze of 10. To say good acts. The other situation is where the dimensions of the Ziz is 24 Tvachim by 24 Tvachim, then we don't even need to construct an extra mechitze, because then we say kufi good. And that, maybe that is the reason as to why the Russian intenseness is so obscure and so misleading, because Tesis doesn't want to spell out that according to Rametam you must construct a mechitza of youth on top of disease, because then it would indicate that according to Rametam you must have an actual mechitza of 10. It's not so. If the disease is very long and very wide, 24 tvachim by 24 tvachim, then without constructing an actual mechitza. So in other words, you must have alpidim in mechitza of 10. So either by constructing an actual mechitza of 10, so even though the dimensions are dalet tvachim by dalet tvachim, so it's all right, or if you have a very long board, 24 tvachim by 24 tvachim, so then alpidim you have by applying the aloha of kovigud. So that's the reason as to why Tesis is formulated in such a, in an obscure way. But there is a possibility that there is a toy sefer in this Tesis. Hello, Ese Mokin, Haine Sheyi Haziz, Rochei, Arba Amois, not Arba Tvochi. Arba Amois. In other words, Arba Al Arba. So, Memele, that's Mamesh, Rabbi Tam Shite, that the Ramban mentions. So, it doesn't make any difference. I mean, there is no difference. But this is Rabbi Tam Shite. All right.
Yes. If
that's what Rabbeinu Tam means, and that's what he meant by when Rashi said the Tanas, he meant was the Dalai Lama. So Rabbeinu Tam is Masik that she's the Dalai Lama. The Tanas is not like Rabbeinu Tam, the Rocha. Oh, you mean, so maybe if we say that is the Tanas, so when he's Masik and Rashi is because Rashi says, Mikim Abor, Dalai Tvochim, Mukim Mechitzes Tanas, all right, but she should have said that. All right, it's possible. All right, we'll leave it
here. Shir Samach Gimel and Shabbos, Chof Gimel Adar Hei Tav Shalom Zayim, March 13th, 1977, on Sunday.
Omel Rav Nachman daf kuf vom beis. Omel Rav Nachman le Rabbe Baravui el Rav. Omel Rav Nachman le Rabbe Baravui. Omel Rav Nachman le Rabbe Baravui. U Ravune di Omar meitzi imenu zis kol shehu. U mimalei. Why? Because Ravune holds that Kamales mi'arem ashchino. So the question is, Rabbuna Dolom makes a man is this culture Malay, Zimin de Lekasor. So sometimes it's very shallow. And there is no Asoro from the Karka Hayam up to the Svino. We call Mitalteo Mikarmeles Lavishus Ayochi. So then he's Mitalteo Mikarmeles Lavishus Ayochi. If he puts it on the Ziz, in other words, because a svino does not travel in water that is so shallow. So the Gemara has a kasha for Meroshi Yisrei. So Rashi explains Meroshi Yisrei, Reisha svino, Heilech umagbiya min amayim, veafilu hamayim hem pchusi, miyud, in other words, because a svino does not go. I mean, the captain of the svino will not travel on water that is shallow, that is less than 10 tvachim, that is less than 10 tvachim. But sometimes, when the helm of the svino approaches a certain spot in the yam, there are certain spots near the shore that are shallow. But the captain, if he's aware of it, he wouldn't go there if it is so shallow. But the helm of the svino, so then might approach such a spot, and there he will not even be aware of the fact that there is less than 10 tvachim from the karka svino.
So, vom Roshi is legasino reish asvino hilecho magbia min amayi veafilo hoyu pchusin miyud in gisheshesho. So in other words, so it wouldn't collide. So vimi mali kineged is imotim, and sometimes he wouldn't know that it is so shallow, and he will be mimale on that place at the helm of the svino. So mitalto mikamlis loishes ayochi, because it's within 10 tvochim from the karka yam, and he wouldn't even know. So the Gemara gives the teretz. Gemara did the teretz. Amarav safke kshushe os lekamo. In other words, the captain has some assistants who feel out with poles. They feel out, you know, how shallow it is, how deep it is. So even the helm will not approach on the shallow water. Because before he approaches a certain spot, so the assistants of the captain with poles, they feel out. They feel out the depth of the water. Alright. Now this is how Shushos Lekamo. Neyodom Misham Shimin Biklusosei Sesei Kamayim. They manich him, they constantly stand there on the deck and they fill out with poles the depth of the water. Now, this is how Rashi explains. Teisves explains it differently. V'dilmo mirosho yislo, pirish rach, v'dilmo yish mirosho likarka shesomach lisvino, shakarka gavei ashom.
So in other words, according to Rashi, Merosha means the helm. So in other words, the Gemara's kasha was, when the boat is not far from the shore, so then there might be certain spots that are certain very shallow, and the captain will not be aware, and he'll be mimale imayim. So then he'll be veir anisa shvus. So, but it's called the teisves. Mirosha means a bump, an elevation. So even the interior of the yam, sometimes you find a certain elevation. There might be a rock, let's say, and from the surface of that rock, so up to the point over the where or of the surface of the water, there is less of the up to the carcass, up to the svino. So up to the seas of the svino, so there is less than 10 tvochim. Less than 10 tvochim. So, yesh v'roshe l'karka shesom l'svino shakarka gavei ashom. V'im yeitzi derech shom yeh l'mata ma'asoro b'mkei miluei kim shakarka gavei ashom. Because there is an elevation. There's an elevation. And he will not, and the one who is mimali demayim will not be aware of it. So the Gemara gives the same teretz. In other words, that the assistants of the captain, so they feel out the depth of the water at every spot before the svino approaches a certain place. Avo rashed in foresh miroshed the svino litochin loshein vidilmo the garsino b'chol asvorin because according to the rachs pshat that miroshed means an elevation, so we understand the expression vidilmo. It's only a possibility, but according to rashed pshat miroshed means the helm. So what's the vidilmo mirosh? It's like, of course, every svino has a helm. So we talking loshim vidilmo the gasino mechlas vachim. The gasino is according to Rashi, we have to begin with voho mirosh. All right. Now, Omer Rav Nachman by Yitzchok leRafchiya Barobi, leRafchiya deu Rabbe baRavune, the Amre Eise mikimar bo umimalei. So Sheifchim Didei Heicheshodo. So how does he spill out the dirty water? V'chiteim Edishodo Libeisim Okei Miyisale. So the Gemara gives the Teretz Dishodo Le Adaf Didisvino. So in other words, so first he spills it on the day of the Svino, and then from the day of the Svino he drips down. So mimele it's a grome because it's not viyadai, the tilto is not viyadai. So voike keche. In other words, even though it's grome, so from this gemara we see that grome is osa mid rabbona.
because the Gemara in Kol Kisrei says that Lisase Kol Melocha Asiyo Dosa Hogom Eshor. So the Mordechai says that was not the Gemara. The Gemara says it in connection with the Mishnah. In the Mishnah, that in Kol Kisrei, that in other words, if there is a dleiko, so then the halacha is a fire in the house. You're not allowed, if there is no pikuach nefesh, then you're not allowed to put out the fire. But you are allowed to set up in the house, or in the chotzer, you are allowed to set up many kli cheres. And then, once the fire reaches the kli cheres, the fire will be extinguished. So that's a gomer. So the Gemara says, the reason as to why you are allowed to do it is because the Torah says, L'sase kol melocho, asiyo hudo oseh, hogrom eshor. So the Mordechai says there, that only means that there is no Issa d'raisa. But mid Rabbonon it's osa. Since it's osa mid Rabbonon only, so be mokim ef pseide, let's say where there is a fire, in order to prevent hefsed momei, so the Chachomim didn't ask, be mokim pseide the momei. But shall we be mokim pseide the momei? It is osa. To do a meloche al degrom, mid rabbonon. So that's the Gemara's kash. Voike keiche. In other words, even though he throws it on the deifen and then it drips down from the deifen, so it's a grome, but a grome is also osa. It's also osa. So the Gemara answers keiche bikamelis ligozum. So from this Gemara, and many poskim, mentioned that many achrenim mentioned this Gemara as a mokeya for the halacha that a grome in a shvus is muta lechatchil. That's this Gemara. Keiche bikamelis ligozum. That does not mean that two shvusim is muter. Two shvusim is definitely osa. Two shvusim. Now, we see that Amir Linochri is osa even in shvus. There are certain kules. And most Rishonim say that Amir Linochri in Melochet Raise, in Melochet Raise, Bimokim Mitzvah is osa. And Amir Linochri, Bimokim in shvus, Bimokim Mitzvah is muter. So Amir Linochri in the Shvus is called an Amir Linochri in the Raisin. But it doesn't mean that two Shvusim is Mutar, two Shvusim are also awesome. But this kind of two Shvusim, the Egrome in the Shvus is Mutar Lechatchil. That's the Gemara. Keichin bikalmeles loigos. Now, Shevchin idei ma'im roim kechitzas kesi koris misal ha'mayim sheimali shuv derach itzim mokim. If he spills it on that mokim, so then it will be mos. Vishodalei, v'chol mokim sheir tzaldik na'asvino v'hen yedun liyam. So it's a grome. V'voyike kechei neidu lizorikli lehevin liyam. It's not a directive. Miu mikechein boi liyam. In other words, so grome is also. So the Gemara says, now, takes this as the cash. Vochaname Mishan will feel tail. Gabehaiman the Sochem in my, the Kirchen with Carmel Sligos. Because of the Fair Kids in Shatwin Amrino Gabig Sustre, Shilimailam and Amai, Lunshon well of the Malis, Avo Lishpe Hosse, Mishamai, Nitrin, Mikirche, Hutla of Amis, Alme Kirchen with Carmel Sos. The Ishlema, the Sustre, Pomim, she is Mukhol, Mokim, she is Arabi Malek. Because from Keche Bikamales, Mishim Keche Bishisarabi, I will be Svino, the Leila Mavi Keche Bikamales, Ligos. So that means that the general rule is that the Gromei Midrab Nishvus is Mut. But there are special situations where the Chachomi made this special thing. But the general rule is that the Gromei Nishvus is Mut. Yes?
Why should this be
thrown?
I mean, why is this
a
Gromei?
What do you mean,
Svino? I mean, why is Koko,
we have
a
sugi
by
the
Mokum
Turkos,
the Koko is high in the
Shabbos. No, I mean, the expression used is Keichei, but it doesn't mean Keichei Mamesh, you see. If it's Keichei Mamesh, then it's not Grome, then it's Vyadai. Then the expression, the Gemara uses that expression, Keichei, but it's not Keichei, it's Grome.
No,
because what does it mean? He throws it on the Deifen, and then it drops down from the Deifen. Some mimele, that's grome, it's not directly. It's keach sheni, that's what it means. Here keach sheni means keach sheni. It doesn't mean keach rishin, it means keach sheni. Alright. Wo ike keach keach bekamel legazo, ume no teimre, dat keach bekamel es legazo. Din tanje, svino im italtelin loy miseich ole yam, vi loy min ayam liseich. Reb Yude in Meir, amuka asoro vin gevea asoro mitaltelin miseich ole yam, av loy min ayam liseich. So in other words, amuka asoro, that means that the mechit, that the svino has mechit es yud, it's amuka asoro. In other words, from the bottom of the svino up to the top of the svino, you have tfanis of yud. So it's a rishut ayochet. But it's in gevei asoro. What does it mean it's in gevei asoro? If it's amuka asoro, how is it possible it shouldn't be gevei asoro? The answer is because it's shokua in the mayim, a little bit, a few tvochim. So memele, that means from the surface of the water, from the top of the water, up to the top of the svino, there is less of yud. But it's amuka yud. So from the bottom of the svino, in other words, this is the surface of the water. And if the svino, let's say, is shokua in the water a little bit, so memele, while from here to here it's ten tvochim, but from here to here it's less than ten tvochim. So Rabbi Yudei Eimer, Amuka Asoro v'ngevoy Asoro, mitalteli miseicho liyam, avoloi min hayam liseicho. So maishne min hayam liseicho deloi, why? Because when he is mitaltel, he carries over, let's say, a pail of water from the yam into the svino, so he is in effect mitaltel from the carmeles into the rishus ayochi. So that's the reason as to why you're not allowed to be mitaltel mayim min hayam liseichu. Maish min hayam liseichu deloi, dikom mitaltel mekam lishus ayochit. So why does Rabbi Yudei matir miteicho liyam? Name kom mitaltel lishus ayochit lekamales. The answer is, el lavachino. To carry water from the yam to the svino, so that's impossible. Derech keiche. So that's impossible. Bashein kein, to spill out water, that's very possible, it's very practicable. I mean, to spill out water, derech keiche. In other words, to spill it on the dayfen, and then it rests for a second on the dayfen, and then it spills down. So it's keiach sheini. So it's gone. So, elo lavachudo, ushmamino keiche bikarmeles ligos, ushmamino. Now let's see the Rashi. Amiko amuko hasvino asor liseicho. The Havarish Sayoch. When the way as first so yud min amai, kein shem shikor is b'mai mechivet masor. Litalke liseicho liyam. Derer dip nisel. Kein sheifrin kein forash mozul. Likeche bikam les ligos. Avaloi min hayam liseicho. Dein tashmish min hayam liseicho derech tvanis. Shem yimalei v'yashlich alat. Why couldn't he be mitaltil water min hayam liseicho also derech keichei? So the intash min hayam liseicho derech tvanis. Shim yimalei v'yashlech al tvanis yirdu l'kakoyis asvino, so he won't be able to make use of it. Ulhochen nokat amuka yud. So why does he say amuka so? So Rashi says, ulhochen nokat amuka yud, din amuka yud. So that means that the svino doesn't have mechitzes yud. So it's not a rishus ayochit. So the svino itself is a karmeles. So he goofy karmeles. Umitau tele hedi af ne yam liseicho. So then it's karmeles. So it's all right. Umitau tele hedi seicho. Vein gvoya yud name davke nokat. Di goveya yud. Because if, let's say, it's not mishukaz v'mayi. It's not mishukaz v'mayi. And there is from the surface of the water. So from the surface of the water up to the top of the svino. So there is yud. So then it's also mutar to be mitaltel. So dig ve'yud mutar litaltel min hayam liseicho mikamel lishus. Why dig ve'yud mutar litaltel min hayam liseicho mikamel lishus ayochid derech mokim tukam mikamel mitaltel. The tzorich lagbiya es yodel in mylam yud. In other words, if it is goveya yud, now it's not shekua v'mayi, it is goveya yud. And he draws water, let's say, from the yam. So, mimele, in order to carry over the pail of water after he is, here is the deck of the Svino. So in order to carry over the water from the yam into the derek, so he has to pull it above the top of the Svino. So in other words, so he has to carry it derech limayu miyum.